I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
I was just telling everybody, King, we have a couple of days. If you're in Lane County, M's and Dems, drop your thing in the mail it out, drop it in the ballot box, do your thing. Not even telling you what to vote for. Just go fucking do it. Also vote for the M's and don't be a dick about it. Yeah. How are kids sports going, King?
I'm not pass.
Not at liberty to speak. Got it.
I'm not. Yeah. No.
Okay.
I'm,
fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start the podcast. I'm Alex. He's King. He's Ski. You see the Twitter handles on the picture of this podcast. Go ahead and tweet at one of those if you really want to. Also join Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. That's what you really should do, is join that, because it's more fun than Twitter. Twitter's a hellscape. Avoid it at all costs. It's terrible. but also follow all of us on Twitter. Twitch.tv/abrog87. If you want to watch our live stream every Thursday around 8 o'clock, might be switching to Wednesday. We don't know yet. We'll see. Twitch.tv/abrog87. If you miss those, watch them on YouTube. I post them there. Movie this Sunday is Unfrosted. Is that what it's called? That is what it's called, yeah. Unfrosted. It's the Jerry Seinfeld vehicle that is on Netflix right now, so watch that. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. I got some hot takes. They're not hot takes. They're not hot at all, but they are some takes. I have some Seinfeld takes that you will hear on Sunday. So, Ski's movie. Did you need me to tell you that it's Ski's movie this week? Fucking A, Ski. God.
Wait, a brand new movie. It seemed fitting for Seinfeld in the news the last couple weeks.
Leave the new movies to King. I mean, come on, man.
Oh, boy, we are watching these Sandler things. Happy Gilmore 2, going to be the biggest pile of shit you've ever seen. But you want to know what?
We're watching it.
I'm picking it. We're watching it.
Damn right.
Who asked for Happy Gilmore 2? Okay. All right.
Maybe Shooter McGavin's Twitter maybe has revived it. I don't know.
Okay. I'm
confused too. Like, Carl Weathers dies and all of a sudden we get greenlit Happy Gilmore 2. Like, what are we doing here? I saw Swartzen's going to be in it.
Oh God.
Yep. So
you know, it's going to be a gem. It like I said. This is, you know, the original Happy Gilmore is before all his, he put all his cronies in every movie. You know, covert. You know, I think he was a writer on it, maybe a producer. He was in it, but you know, you're going to see Kevin James, Schneid, Peace. Who else? David Spade. You know, they're going to somehow be in it too.
Ben Stiller,
Dan Patrick will be an Irish cop.
Yeah, a co-op.
No, but yeah, right. Stiller was in the first one as that bit orderly character, and he was fantastic.
He was like the abusive dude with his grandma. Yeah, Booble says it in the chat. His favorite movie of all time. He's not looking forward to the sequel. Yeah.
No. I mean, Will Sasso in the very beginning.
It's been too long. And it's just,
we're going to watch
It's not a movie that calls for a sequel.
No, it ended as it should have. That was the ending for it.
You know, Grandma's definitely dead.
Yeah. Except for, I'm sure there's, like I said, Sandler must have signed like a 20 picture deal with Netflix, and he's just got to create content somehow.
You know, that's not a bad point. Like, he has to make movies to fulfill his Netflix contract. And, I mean,
he does, but don't make ones that sully what made you into what you're doing. Is not that Adam Sandler is, you know, he's no Al Pacino or anything, but
no. But that was one of his true. That was one of his true, like, untouchable movies for him. You know, people. Billy Madison is really fucking dumb. A lot of people say that's bad. You know, the litany of the other ones you liked.
I did. I recorded Billy Madison on one of those free HBO weekends on VHS and fucking destroyed that VHS. I watched that movie so many times. That yeah, Veronica really Vaughn is one piece of ace.
It's really stupid, though.
It's incredibly stupid. Yeah.
Happy Gilmore is dumb, but it wasn't like stupid. It was just kind of a little ridiculous here and there. But I thought you liked it.
You got like the cameo from Norm Macdonald at the start where he's like, yeah, I mean.
See, Norm's dead too. What?
Yeah, exactly. What?
Can't bring him back now. These nostalgic things for Sandler, they just don't. They don't do it.
Waterboy 2. Is Kathy Bates still going? Is she still
Winkler would be the I think Winkler, Winkler would be Winkler. The biggest star.
Yeah, I think everybody's still good for Waterboy 2. We've got to get that going.
What about the chick from The Craft that was in it?
I think she's okay too.
She might be. Who knows?
I don't know her name. We might need to Google that. Somebody in the chat, Google that. The chick from The Craft, Waterboy. How's she doing? I think Kathy Bates is still good. Like Mama said. Yeah. I think we're still good. We're about to get Waterboy 2, Billy Madison 2, and Click 2.
Oh, Click 2.
Click 2, God. Faruka Salt? That's her real name? Faruza Balk. Okay.
Balk? That's like King's Bach? Balk?
I think Faruka Salt's like the name of a song or something, isn't it?
It's a band. Faruka Salt, a band?
Faruka Salt?
Band, right? Okay,
that's Faruka Salt is a band, right?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't
no,
the name
Faruka
of the
Salt isn't from Willy Wonka?
Willy Wonka. Wonka wasn't Faruka Salt. In, yeah. But there,
she was,
there is,
like, she was the blueberry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think there was also a band called Faruka Salt.
I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. We're all right. Okay, that works.
Yes, yeah. Good.
Should we talk some sports? Any sports to talk
before
about?
Before that, well, let's do some real life stuff. Hey,
all right.
The wife just came home from the other kid coming back from sporting events.
Sure.
Hey, honey, I was trying to like kind of rush and fake some stuff and dinner and kitchen, and you know that ham that your mom got us 2 Christmases ago, dropped it, and the handle on one, not the. The utility handle, but the little tiny handle broke. So I'm going to have to, that glue gun, you're going to have to put that to work.
The glue gun is, no. If that glue gets hot again, genius, that glue.
It's going
to
melt.
Okay, well, then it is just toast.
She called them genius.
Or we can just use it without the other side.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm just letting you know.
Jeremy.
Tell her to bust your welder.
I work really hard to weld that
shit on. Your mom bought that. Get your welding rod out, right? Isn't that Buckhead would say that? Get your welding rod out in the kitchen, woman. Come on.
Yo, she called you your first name, my guy. I love that too much. Yeah, it's coming from the chat, too. Bust out the welder, Ginger. Come on, man.
Yeah, right.
little tack welder there.
Yeah, this pan we got for Christmas of 2022.
Yeah.
It's big. It's versatile.
Yeah.
It's like non-stick. It's great. It takes forever to fucking heat up. Like, if you just wanted to cook a chicken breast that you cut in half, put it on the stove for 2 days before it heats up enough to... It's great for some things, but my gosh, pal, it's bad. Yeah.
You ain't that guy, pal.
You ain't that pan, pal.
Booble with a Jerry. All right, so sports.
I have a sport-related thing here. So
is it or is it not Harrison Butker?
It is not Harrison Butker. We'll go to that at some point. But so NBA is pretty fucking brutal right now, right?
Terrible.
I mean,
agreed.
Nugs lose by fucking 50 tonight in a game 6. I've honestly been watching hockey for the last like 4 days instead of NBA. So I've come to the decision I'm going to be a hockey fan now instead of watching the NBA next season. but I need a team to root for. So I was going to crowdsource what team.
Well, in the playoffs right now, Rangers.
The Rags?
No, he's talking about next season.
I'm talking about that's season. The Sharks then.
The Sharks, baby!
The Sharks!
Do you even need to ask?
Fins up!
Fins up, dorsals.
Big old Shark fans here.
Joe, let's go!
Erica, every other April, what do I get into?
Every other April.
Well, you know.
Give or take.
Did they have the worst record? Aren't they getting the number one pick this next year?
They are.
They sure are.
I guess that's something to jump onto, right?
Yeah, get someone named Sergey or Vladimir for sure.
I think it was Hucklebenny who shared that in Discord when Buchagras spoiled the draft order with his set picture. Fantastic work. Fantastic work.
So hot, the outside of the door is wet.
Did you pee on the door again?
No, my youngest just takes the most insanely hot showers you've ever.
Gotcha.
And it's like 80 degrees out.
I know, it's not like
right now he's it's.
I had to move a fan into the room, man. It's about AC time. You know, it's,
it 100% is. Yeah,
my AC is currently on.
Yeah, we're in like it's. I mean, really, legitimately, it's like the 70s, but the house gets hot. It is what it is. Yeah, it's time to hook that shit up.
No, but see, I was almost thinking of picking a kind. I'm gonna need to buy a tarp. So I want a cool tarp.
A sweater.
Yeah, sweater.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, gotcha. Okay, all right. I was like, because we were just talking about a wet door, and I'm like, are you still on the wetness topic? I mean, what are you buying a tarp for, buddy? Yeah, get Sharks, baby. What the colors are undeniably great.
Or it's kind of on the same line as me being a hot Spurs fan,
for sure.
Being a Maple Leafs fan.
But they
have the guy that's not Connor McDavid, but is really good. Yeah. Austin something?
Austin Matthews.
That's me. I'm a Buckhead.
Even I know that. Oh. Come on, man.
AM.
The only problem picking them is I'll never have to worry about them, you know, winning a Stanley Cup.
If they do.
But, I guess I get in on the ground floor.
I mean, you're talking to a couple of Makos over here. Right. We've never won the cup either.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to have to worry about that with San Jose, my guy. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you're going to be fine.
What if I jump to the new Salt Lake City team? Just get on the ground floor.
The Soakers?
So, yeah, whatever.
Their logo and name is going to be so terrible, I just won't avoid it.
That's the worry, yeah.
And the crazy thing is that if they had, because they're taking the Coyotes, the Yotes, as we puckheads call them.
Yep.
If they were just taking the Yotes, they could just stick with the name. Because there are Coyotes in Utah. There is no Jazz in Utah. Not even Jazz cigarettes in Utah. And they adopted that name when they took the NBA team from New Orleans. But they won't do it for the Coyotes. It's crazy. And they're going to be like, we're the Blizzard. Call us the Blizz.
The Blizz. It's going to be something dumb for sure.
Expansion team names now. They're just, I mean, I'm sure everyone at some point was like, the Heat, what a stupid name. I'm sure, whatever. But now we've run out of names. Right. We're in like 20 years, we're going to be at that point where 20 years ago we were for like first or second grade soccer. We're the Purple Vampire Rainbow Sharks.
No, you just let the kids name it whatever the hell they want. We should just do that with Utah too. Screw it.
Put up a poll and whatever comes out top.
Utah also does not have polls.
No.
Rainbow dragons.
They also do not. Utah also does not allow rainbows.
No.
In any form.
What about dragons?
Utah would rather. I'm just guessing. I'd rather have dragons rain the sky than a rainbow flag anyway.
Well, I guess there are probably a good handful of grand dragons there, right?
There's a lot of
so
grand dragons, grand wizards.
perfect. I think we got their name right now.
Yeah, the Wizards with like somebody winking as the logo.
What was Terminator 2 character in Peacemaker's like superhero name? Because he was a big white supremacist.
His dad?
Yeah, his dad.
Oh, good question.
He might have been like White Dragon, which
I think it was White Dragon.
Better,
yeah,
but might be even better.
I'm looking that up.
The NBA is fucking. It's unwatchable. It's bad.
It's White Dragon, by the way.
White Dragon. Yeah.
Also cocaine, which also not allowed in Utah. Strangely enough. The thing about the NBA now is it's not even me being like, oh, Anthony Edwards is bad or Jokic is bad or Jason Tatum is bad. Well, Jason Tatum might be bad.
I don't think cocaine's allowed anywhere, just for the record.
Well, yeah, some places are a little more permissive. I don't even think it's really a crime around here. I'm just saying.
Newsmax says they're just handing out cocaine in Portland. So
That's true.
Yeah, we all know that. It's facts. Sorry, Jason Tatum.
But the way the game is played now, they're almost every game, or not every game, because there are some good games.
There are some good ones. There are a couple.
But 80% of the games are Team A is hitting all their threes, and then Team B starts pressing and is missing threes they should not take, and then all of a sudden that 15-point game becomes 20, becomes 25. And it's over and it's early.
It just snowballs, I guess.
And it's just the value of that one extra point on every single shot, you know, where not that long ago, guys were playing in the paint and blowouts still happened, but they were like 98 to 81 in the shitty games. Now it's 123 to 70. It's just,
Teams shouldn't be winning or losing by 50 in the playoffs. Like that's not what I'm saying.
And I'm going to say this with a preface of I'll be the guy in the fall that will tell you the Texas Tech game is fun and it's not fun and it's not good. So I understand sports hipster thing, but like league pass guy who will tell you Denver and Minnesota has been an awesome series. It hasn't. It's going to a game seven. Game seven could be epic. It really could be. You're having a hard time selling me on every game that's not close. Yeah. Because they're just not close.
They're not. And it's, like I said, Oregon legend Jamal Murray was like 3 for 19 tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how does that team play that poorly in a deciding game? They could have won the series today, and they play like that.
Well, just like I said, a game one, you know, maybe just get blitzkrieged, you know, right away. A new team, new everything. Not a game fucking six after you won. You know, after you come back and won what 3 of 4? It's like
they won 3 in a row. Yeah,
yeah, it's
the
like
Nugs, yeah. And the crazy thing is, the Nugs probably win by 17 in game seven.
Yeah,
and it's not even a close 17. It's just Jokic has an efficient 40, 12, and 9. Jamal Murray scores an efficient 25. And it's kind of in the bag mid third quarter. Like it's kind of just over. And when I say that, I want to sound like an old person because like you're not going to get me to say Steph Curry's not cool. You're not going to get me to say that Kevin Durant as a 6'11", 7-foot alien shooting threes isn't cool. But we've advanced to the point now where everyone is good at them and shoots them that it's redundant at a certain point. It's like 10 years ago in the NFL, and which was bad, every quarterback was throwing for 80% completions because Tom Brady figured out if you just do two-step drops and throw to a slant to a white guy, 6 yards, 6 yards, 6 yards. It was boring. It was efficient. It was very efficient. It was boring.
That's what we're looking at with the NBA right now. We sort of talked about it last week, right? When all your stars are foreign-born, white, slow players, this is sort of what is happening. there's sort of no way around it. Like, the games are boring. Like, Jokic is really, really good. He's incredible. Nobody can stop him on the floor. He's boring. Luka is overweight. Luka is slow. Luka is lumbering. He'd still put up 30 points a game and lead the Mavs to, you know, a title or whatever. But those are the best players who are in the NBA right now. Like, those are your superstars. Like, I'm going to tune in to watch the Mavs and the Thunder? The best player in that series is Luka? I mean, no. You know? Like, I'm not going to do that.
At least for the Mavs.
And the Celtics running away from Cleveland? I'm going to tune in to watch Cleveland? No, I'm not.
No, especially when Mitchell was out, too.
Exactly.
And Karis.
And Jared Allen.
And Jared. Yeah. And we wanted to say Karis LeVert.
And we as a podcast hate the Knicks. So, like, we're also not watching that.
Oh, enough about the Knicks. Don't even get me started on the Knicks.
Well, you already did last week, so.
Have you seen it now? They're calling John Starks and Stephon Marbury the AAU dads of the NBA. Listen, Knicks fans, you hated John Starks because he went over 20 in a game 7 or whatever in the finals. The Knicks hated Stephon Marbury, who's from New York, so much, they just told him to go home for a year and paid him $20 million. But now that he's moderately old and retired, they love him. Enough. Pablo Torre, I don't care. Desus, I don't care. Mero, I do not care. Regis Philbin, rest in peace. I do not care about the Knicks. Stephen A. Smith, you don't even watch the Knicks, and I don't. Enough. It's terrible. You're showing me Stephon Marbury like he was some beloved player in New York. He wasn't.
Is Desus and Mero?
He's a better net than a Knick.
Is Desus and Mero still a thing?
No, they broke up like
they broke
a year
up,
plus
right?
Ago.
Yeah.
Neither is Regis. The Knicks. Have you seen them? Hey,
how about Patrick Ewing?
You seen him?
My own guy.
He's great. John Starks had one good dunk, and that's his whole fucking career. That's all John Starks did that was good.
Was like he's like the shitty Kurt Warner because he has the cool backstory where he like worked at a diner. And then
a lot of people worked at a diner, my guy. You're not.
Have
special.
You watched a Knicks playoff game this year?
Sure haven't.
They're like, oh, Brunson. Is Brunson. This is the thing. They're saying is Brunson a top five Knick now? Because he's scoring 40 points. He's shooting the ball 37 times a game and scoring 40 points. Like, enough. This is the most efficient air. We just got whining about droning, boring, blasé Nikola Jokic efficiency. Luka. And he's like the most inefficient player ever. And New York, because it's in New York loves him. Enough!
Well, the thing is, he might be top five for New York because everyone else has been overrated in their franchise, so...
Remember,
like you said, Willis Reed.
Hey, Nick fan, remember how many fights you got in with Lala because Carmelo Anthony was doing the exact same shit that Brunson was doing? Remember how many like yelling matches you got in with her because of that shit?
Inefficient mid-range jumper chucker. But now they're both legends. It's
the same
just
thing.
It's insane. Hey, Greeny, get off my screen. Enough about the Knicks. I don't care, Greenberg. Hey, one of you Golichs hanging around. I don't care about the Knicks. Get out of here.
And now they're about to get boat raced by the Celtics. So, you know.
Probably.
They are going to beat the Pacers, though. So,
maybe.
A playoff series. And then you get boat raced. That is what is going to happen. Yeah, NBA is tough. Let's make a commitment, because we're saying like the Blazers are going to suck next year. Obviously, let's just watch hockey. Yes. Let's pick seven
and pick 14 aren't going to save the Blazers next year. So
yeah,
when I saw someone come out today and said that the who was it? Oh, who said it? Someone said the number one pick is going to be the equivalent of like Gary Harris.
Tobias Harris.
He said, if you're lucky, that's how good the number one.
I mean, Tobias Harris, I believe, was the highest paid player in the NBA for a few years, just not that long ago.
That somehow can't be right.
I feel like that might be right. Someone looked at
with the Sixers, it's, too?
Probably not right, but moving on.
We'll make it right. We'll just assume.
Is Jalen Brunson the new Allen Iverson?
No, because he's not actually cool.
He's not fun. Yeah. Iverson was fun.
And Brunson's been good for, what, like 7 games?
Yeah. Also, Iverson was a football legend. Watch the YouTube videos. Unstoppable.
Tobias Harris made $40 million this year.
Nice.
This year?
This year.
What?
His cap hit next year is $46
million. Oh my God.
$46 million for Tobias Harris.
Yikes.
Like, I know when Jimmy Butler left Philly, his thing was, you picked Toby over me. And it was like, truth at the time. Like, yeah, that was a dumb move. But 6 years later, it's crazy. Crazy.
Booble
says, he's making top four, like, NFL quarterback money. It's insane.
Booble says NHL center ice is $70 for the whole season.
Oh, he shoots and scores.
That's a wicked wrister. Ski's signing up for that on his phone right now.
Where do you put the biscuit? Am.
She better get this right.
She got it right.
Let's go! Hockey podcast. She shoots, she scores. Fucking go. That's from Beyond the Blue Line. Let's go. See, I know stuff about hockey.
Speaking of fun contracts, I saw today the guy for the Cardinals, David Fletcher. So we signed like a big contract like 3 years ago. Dude's been in the minor leagues last 2 years becoming a knuckleball pitcher. After getting like $125 million deal like 3 years ago,
who?
I don't know, some position player, David Fletcher. He was like a third, something like that. I don't know, but now he's a knuckleball pitcher on like coming back for 3 years ago. Yeah, look him up.
Booble, I need more details on the Sharks.
Oh wow, he's in Google Image. It shows an Angels hat. So, of course, he's getting paid $100 million to play in the minors.
I misspoke. It was the Angels, not the Cardinals.
Oh, my God. Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Makes sense.
That checks out.
Yeah. So, Booble says the Sharks can be watched. They air on NBC Sports California. I think the A's do, too. Which can be streamed DirecTV Stream, Fubo, Hulu Plus Live TV, or YouTube TV. I have Hulu Live TV, so are you saying I can watch all the Sharks games right now? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's the playoffs. I don't know if you can.
Yeah, about that. Yeah, well.
Playoffs.
So, you mentioned it. The Blazers got the 7th pick in the lottery.
And the 14th.
It's about right.
Pick up some nice role players in those slots.
Yeah, some true non-difference makers. Fantastic. All right.
Giannis was the 14th pick, I believe.
It was.
Are they going to trade both of them up to the first pick and get also a nobody?
Get Tobias Harris.
You're complaining about Jokic and Luka and like the Euro invasion. Go look at some NBA mock drafts. There's 6 Frenchmen projected to go in the first round. And they're all like 7'2 to like 6'9, just same slender body, just like I said, I think I wrote it. We need to get Trump back in office to shut down these fucking Frenchmen coming in the fucking NBA.
I feel like two of the top three Americans projected in this draft are a white guy from Kentucky, a white guy from Connecticut, and a white guy from Tennessee.
Yeah. What, Dalton Connect and
Connect Klingon and Klingon. This Kentucky guy who I've never heard of, but apparently he's good.
A lot of whites.
At least we should have the number one pick next year, right?
Hopefully.
Nice white American, right?
Yeah, get Cooper Flagg, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Booble says Biddle should move to France. Be a top five pick next year.
He'd be a wide body in France.
It's like a 7-footer. Run the floor a little bit in France. That's a top five pick. That's all you need. So, yeah, here we are talking about the Blazers.
And we're done talking about the Blazers.
Because there's truly nothing they can do with those picks. Not that they would anyways. Yeah.
Like I said, especially like it's just a toss-up. You get lucky. Yeah. You get lucky. That's all it is.
And sort of they do have a track record of getting some good guys in that range, you know, like Dame, LaMarcus, and you know,
like 15 years ago.
It truly was. The problem. Yep. And everything else is a miss. So yeah. All right, we're done talking Blazers.
Yeah.
NFL schedule release. Any takes on your guys' schedules?
The NFL, yeah. Again, why are they out for the Chiefs? What is going on? They play on six different networks on six different days? The only day of the week they don't play is on a Tuesday?
Yep.
And if you think it's just me being, you're a home Chiefs fan, they're putting them everywhere. My guys, 4 years ago, the most diabolical plan ever from Fauci was released, and it was just released late enough that they could still win the Super Bowl in Miami. It's been a thing. They tried to bring the Taylor Swift curse upon the Chiefs, and now they're having them play. They're playing three games in 11 days. The an NFL team is playing three football games in 11 calendar days. Why? Oh, they're playing on the 21st. Why are they playing on the 21st? That's a Saturday. Oh, that's so we can make them play on a Wednesday because it's Christmas. Well, why are you shoehorning in a Wednesday game? Just don't play on Christmas. It's a Wednesday. It's probably a hazard for the players. But no, the East Coast elites and Roger Goodell on his yacht in Martha's Vineyard are coming for the Midwestern Catholic values of the Kansas City Chiefs and Harrison Butker.
I mean, someone's gluing
Goodell,
down.
Get back in the kitchen. Cook up a different schedule.
I mean, Roger Goodell's having people glue down gas pedals and they're changing teleprompter words for commencement speeches. I mean,
it's out of control.
Everyone just wants to take down the Chiefs. That's
disgusting.
All it is.
It's disgusting.
Clearly, everything going against your franchise, man.
I know. Can we catch a break? Honestly.
Can you catch a break? The whole world against you. Niners have kind of a brutal one, I got to say.
You say that every year. I do say that every year.
It's because the Chiefs keep being on the schedule.
They just keep on feeding.
Like, stop playing the Chiefs. Fuck. I'm so over it, man. So they open the season Monday night against the Jets, which Leonard Floyd has a chance to. I think Dubin said that in the Discord. It's like Leonard Floyd has a chance to take out both of Rodgers' Achilles to open the season. So that should be interesting.
Did you see that the Jets are slated to play 7 primetime games?
Yeah. You know why?
The other was like the where the Bills 7-2. Bills either 7 or 6. It was like
I think 6 was the high mark. It was Jets, Cowboys, Niners, I think it's 6. And then like five teams at five, I think.
Are they even going to show the Chiefs on TV this year? I mean
it's all streaming, apparently. Oh, let's get them on Amazon Prime. Let's get them on fucking Netflix.
I love this.
They're going to put the Chiefs on Freebie is where they're going to put them.
I mean, you're going to put them on freaking Tubi. Tubi on a Tuesday. It's conspiracy. Yep. It's terrible. It's America's heartland. Protect it. It's a home of Nick Wright and George Brett. What are we doing?
I love this story.
Barbecue sauce. Ribs. Al McCray.
Can't finish. Can't finish. Can't finish. I love the story that came out today about like the NFL had to look at Taylor Swift's concert schedule to organize everything.
That can't be a real thing unless it was for arena purposes.
So she already scheduled her tour, and her tour happens to be at some of these stadiums on the weekend, and so they can't play games there. That shit happens all the time. So
the rodeo picks the Spurs out of San Antonio.
The NFL,
they are playing the Bills in Buffalo while she's in Toronto. There might be a loom. I'm just saying.
The NFL did not consult Taylor Swift's team before creating this schedule. I love that though. So here's who the Niners play. It's a hard schedule. The Jets aren't one of them. The Vikings aren't one of them. Patriots aren't one of them. No, actually, this isn't that bad.
Are you going to name a team that's tough?
Yeah, no, Bucks aren't one of them. They got the Chiefs, the Cowboys. Green Bay was good last year. The Bills, meh.
Dismissive of the Bills.
They got the Bears, the Dolphins, and the Lions to end the season. So Lions and Chiefs.
Murderers fucking row playoff.
And then their own division, which is actually not good, which is pretty cool. So, yeah, no, I don't. I think I saw that they play like four teams coming off byes this year, and one of them's the Chiefs, and the other's like the Cowboys. And so, you know.
I mean, when are the Niners going to actually join a real division? I mean, come on.
I'm sounding a lot like a Washington fan right now. Does Oregon always play Washington coming off a bye? All right, I should stop. The schedule releases were good. Again, the Chargers. The Chargers with their Sims release was good. It was good.
It was good.
They do a good job every year.
Is this the second year of it? When did schedule drops become a
spectacle? I think during COVID. I think the Chargers really started during COVID. Like that first 2020 like draft into schedule. Mm-hmm. And then they've killed it the last like 4 years or whatever it is. Yeah, they must have
hired a social team, right? Like cuz
they do. Yeah. I read something about the woman who leads the social team and
A woman?
I know.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry. I don't think that's appropriate. I think she needs to focus on her true calling in life, which is a family.
Oh, maker.
I did say the best thing about the whole Butker thing coming out was I assume she's their lead trainer. The woman that like somehow patched together Patrick Mahomes to be able to get on the field, and he, thanked her himself, saying if it wasn't for her, he wouldn't have been able to play. And it's like, come on, Harrison.
It's like an impressive amount of tone deaf that Harrison Butker is. Like I realize he's speaking at like a Catholic school. Like I get it. And I understand the culture and all of that stuff, but it's a university. Like they're like all the women he's talking to, the reason they're in that room is because they just went through 4+ years of hard ass work to graduate and start a career. Like they're not sitting in that room listening to you give this speech because they want to like jump immediately into starting a family and making babies and being in the kitchen, my guy. Like, know your audience. And maybe he knew, like, maybe that's the point. Maybe he knew, like, this is going to go viral. My audience is everybody. But
well, this was planned for sure. Because, I mean, why else would you have Harrison fucking Butker? He didn't go to that school, did he?
Nope.
Then, unless this was kind of a planned thing, why on earth would you have him do it?
I think it's because that specific school, that Catholic school, knew how Catholic he's been and how loudly he's been trying to get everyone to realize he's super Catholic. But because he's a kicker, just no one really noticed the last 3+ years. I mean, he's the guy that raised a whole stink. He's like I was saying in the Discord, he's a scamdemic clot shot guy. I mean, it just didn't echo unless you were kind of an AFC West fan, you know, because he's a kicker. Why would you pay attention to this fucking loser kicker? But yeah, and then Aaron Rodgers kind of took that mantle from him. But he's been trying for years. That guy is going to either run for office in Georgia, because that's where he's from, or do like a right-wing Rogan-esque, you know, kind of podcast and make a boatload of money, because he's really going into it.
How long do you think he lasts on your team?
I think this is last year under contract.
Yes. Yep. Push come to shove.
You guys won't pay a receiver. You're not paying a kicker.
Push come to shove. Do you think he's on the roster to start the season?
I do. Mm-hmm. Only because he's a kicker. Mm-hmm. And there's clips that have been kind of viral over the last week or, you know, a couple of days of like Patrick Mahomes being like, not even before. Because of this, he's like, I don't talk to the guy. He's a kicker. Yeah. His locker is right next to mine. And why would I talk to him? He's a kicker. So I think because he just kind of is off to the side. But if someone were like a Mahomes or a Kelsey, or if a loud voice was like enough, because he's a kicker, I think they would let him go. But because he is just kind of a lonely kicker, I think he'll stay.
My question is where's God in all this? Because he missed like 5 games last year and cost me some fucking weeks in fantasy because he's got, you know, child quads or calves or something that always, you know, tightens up on him.
Well, God has a plan, and God's plan is for what King said. It's or what Booble said in the chat. Butker Herschel Walker 2028. Georgia, you said it.
Yeah,
both of them.
Well, and the funniest thing about the whole deal is, as people pointed out, his mom is like a fucking physicist. Yeah. Like Emory, like the whole.
It's tone deaf.
Like weird, and this word is so overused, but it's kind of like a privilege thing too, where he grew up very affluent and religious, and so that's just kind of his worldview. So then he became affluent and still religious. So because everyone in his life could be a homemaker, even though his mom is not, and Catholics, I mean, frankly, they pump out babies. Like, there's a whole no contraception, no protection, let God do godly things has been around forever. So, and like I said, Chiefs fans have known about this guy for a while. Not a surprise. I find him great kicker. But man, whenever I see something pop up on social media through the years of him talking, I'm like, oh God, what now?
No, but usually this stuff starts coming out like post-retirement, usually. It's usually not, you know, how old, he's not that old, is he? No, like, he still could have a, you know, kickers could kick forever if you're decent, too. He could have another 10-year career going.
I also think part of why he's doing it at a younger age is because he can hide behind the shield of religion, where he could say, that it's not, hey, I am not talking down to women. It's being misconstrued. Ephesians 14:32. You know what I mean? And you're like, well, shit. I don't know 1 Corinthians. Shit. And that's just kind of the shield he hides. Where Aaron Rodgers is just like, hey, man, LSD rocks. You want to know what does it? The Fauci ouchie and the clot shot. You know, it's just,
yeah,
it's different. Kyrie, you know, the earth is flat. I'm doing this as a freedom fighter. Well, who are you fighting for? Freedom.
Native Americans, right?
Right? Teachers, yeah. I think. You know, like they had, it was flimsy on both of them. Where Butker can really just recite the Bible, and I don't agree with him, but it's a shield that makes it more convenient than just being the aliens are real, man.
Right.
It is his right to have those opinions, and
absolutely,
absolutely can, and
yeah.
Depending on how much it actually pisses off the Chiefs fan base and how much they remember it next week or the week after, that will depend on if he's on the team or not, basically.
I will say I did yesterday after reading some Butker stuff. They're like, well, of course, Kansas City. And like I've said, Missouri is a terrible state. I was like, man, who did Jackson County vote for in 2020? Surprisingly, 61% Biden. I know it's a city in America. It's a major city in America. So, I mean, maybe like it's what major cities aren't blue? Like it's Phoenix, maybe. I mean, I don't even know.
All metropolises are.
Yeah. So, but I was like, 61%. That's I thought it would be 51-49.
It is wild, like the uber religious person coming from a scientific household. Like I've that's always been such a weird thing to me, like because he was raised that way, so one would assume his parents made that so. And so a chemist, like, as a religious nut, like, is just a weird never the twain shall meet, right? Like, it doesn't make any damn sense, is what I'm
saying.
It's
like a nectar through the sieve.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Scientific mind over here, clearly. Yeah, it's just, it's such a weird thing.
Oh.
I don't know. Third period. All right, we're live streaming hockey, boys. We're a big hockey podcast now. Edmonton and Vancouver, let's go.
Go Oilers.
Wicked risk.
Oilers.
Yeah.
Connor McDavid, baby.
Leon Draisaitl.
Connor McDude in June.
Oh! That's a wicked burn, I think.
I think. Do it in May? Yeah. Connor McDude in May?
Let's see. What else we got to talk about? Anything else to talk about?
Speaking of
Kansas City's community, your rookie wide receiver had his car stolen. Did you see that?
Jesus, man.
He parked his car in like a parking garage, and it was stolen by quote unquote professional like car thieves.
A ring of car thieves. The pox on House of Chiefs in the wide receiver sector. Just insane. They got rid of Tyreek while everyone forgot about his past transgressions. And he was getting into his new ones. They got Rashee Rice. They got Xavier Worthy just getting his car stolen. It's like, just holy shit, guys.
God bless him. I saw today that he got his 10th kid on the way.
Yeah.
Who does?
Tyreek.
10 kids.
I think it's like five. In like
10 and five.
It's like 18 months. He's had five children.
What was Cromartie's numbers?
Is less than that.
Was he? I thought he was like 12 and eight or something.
I don't think so.
I thought it was crazy.
So, like, somebody in the chat looked that up. How many kids did which Cromartie?
Antonio Cromartie?
Yeah. I can't remember which Cromartie it was. Google Cromartie.
I think it's two Cromartie and kids.
Cromartie baby daddy. There you go. How many baby mamas?
It's 14 known children.
14. Yeah, there you go.
God damn. Wait, Cromartie does?
Antonio Cromartie.
Because Google says 7, according to Google.
This is just Wikipedia. It says known 14 kids.
Jesus. That's too many kids, man.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's
like
Wikipedia, so who knows?
I don't like condoms as much as the next guy, but man, like, use it a few times. Come on, man.
At least, like, attempt to pull out once, right?
Yeah,
right?
Twins in 2016 and twins in 2017.
Oof. That's after the career, right? Man, that's rough.
He's not collecting that paycheck anymore.
That is rough. Yeah, Philip Rivers has a bunch of kids, too, but he's all, like, he's on the Butker wagon.
Yes.
As we know. So, yeah, try soaking. Try the Utah thing. Wicked wrister.
Fucking posting.
Should we just do our list? We got anything else sports wise?
The only thing I would say is congrats to Oregon State and Washington State for getting on the CW.
Mm-hmm.
Because One Tree Hill is amazing, and Cheaters comes on at night, and that's amazing. And yeah, that's good.
You get some live golf mix in there.
They do. Yeah, I think they even have a NASCAR race this year, I believe.
Oh, they run like sister on there. Or?
Tia and Tamara, yeah. Shout out.
Yeah.
Is Taj Mowry the brother? Or Taj. Whatever.
Booble says Supernatural is a great lead into Oregon State, Idaho. Not bad.
The one thing about the college schedule release stuff, yeah, and Oregon wasn't really involved in it, is it's going to take me a really long time to wrap my head around. You know, Oregon will probably have a game on Peacock this year, right? They'll probably have one.
Big Ten's got a deal. Yeah.
Probably two on Big Ten Network because, you know, who wants to watch them play a couple, you know, I forget who their opening game is again.
Portland, is it Portland State?
Again? Portland State or Idaho or whatever.
It's Idaho, right? Because I think they, like, the Ducks keep pushing the two-game Idaho-Boise City package.
That's right. Yeah, yes, so that is correct. And that's a whole thing. But after that, it's my brain is going to take a while to, like, not look towards ESPN and ABC, and it's going to be, like, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Them being on NBC proper and CBS proper is blowing my mind.
Oh, I have tried to avoid the 10 a.m. Big Ten kickoff for...
We had a running group text before group texts were like an easy thing to do, where we joked about canceling Comcast before it was Xfinity because they were throwing the Big Ten network down our throats. Like, and now we are, like, it's a whole new world.
You're part of it. Yep. I'll say though, like, you know, Oregon State and Washington State have been getting a lot of shit this week for that, for being on CW. And, you know, I get it. Like, it's CW. I fully understand. CW, you know, Civil War is going to be on Fox proper, you know, so they're still going to have their big nationally televised game, quote unquote big. The fact that they're on national TV at all as the Pac-2 is a big deal. Like, it is, because it could have been a lot worse. They could have not had a deal at all, because frankly, who the fuck is dumb enough to sign those two schools alone and the schedule they have to a TV deal? It's insane. The fact that they're making money on a TV deal at all is insane.
I'm mad. They could have brought back those old closed circuit fucking games.
Oh, I love those.
I know.
Gotta go to the old pad to watch that game up in Pullman because the internet doesn't work.
Did you say the old pad?
Yeah.
The paddock?
The paddock. Yeah.
Man, I haven't thought about that place in forever.
I get Oregon State and Washington State spinning being on the CW into a win, whatever. But it's the people in, and the internet brings out the worst. I get it. We're like, ha ha, har har, you'll be on Peacock for a week. I don't have the energy to argue with these people anymore. It's like, you can live in that world. Like, that's great. But you being on the CW this year and maybe next year is like, you know, that is a floaty that you grab onto when you're drowning in the water. It's not sustainable. Like, it's, and well, like I said, I feel bad for them in a way, but
their entire situation is not sustainable.
Like, no. And again, like there's a part of me that feels bad that they're in this predicament because TV's ruining the sport. Some would say definitely running it, but the way it's clouded some of the coverage locally is starting to really irritate. Like, the fans can say what they want to say. But when you log on, you're reading, you know, from Oregon Live or whatever, and it's just the people talking are mad that Oregon split off, and it wasn't their fault, but essentially killed Oregon State football. So now they're making every little thing Oregon State does like a win over Oregon. It's like, stop.
Oregon does not think about you anymore. Like, it's like a breakup, and the person who got broken up with is still basing their entire life on that other person, and everything they do is trying to impress that other person, or like they're whatever negative thing happens was a slight that other person did or something like that. And the other person has moved on. Like, the other person, nothing they do is in response to you anymore. And that's what Oregon State is right now. And it is sad. Nobody wants to see this happen for Oregon State and Washington State. Like, I think most of us, like, you know, we even said this when, like, the last couple of years, it's like, we don't really have animosity towards Oregon State, like, in football. It's like, Oregon fans hate Washington. Like, Oregon State is just Oregon State. It's like, one game a year, you pay attention to them. And otherwise, it's like, okay, yeah, do your thing, guys. Like, it's totally cool. Oregon doesn't give a fuck about you. It's a shame. It is. And again, like, we didn't want to see this happen to either one of them. But they did have their opportunities, and they didn't take them, and it's kind of on them, too. Like, yes, TV ruined it, but, yeah, they had their chances to move on, too, and they just didn't do it. That's documented. Like, all that shit's out there. Maybe not Washington State as much, but.
Before we move on to the list.
Yes.
Any very quick and succinct succinct.
Yo, you're sus quick right now.
Quick and quicker thoughts on NCAA 25. You guys buying it? You guys buying the Mondo pack? You buying?
No, anybody who pays EA extra money for a deluxe edition is a sucker. I said that in Discord too. It's like, you're not gonna get. You're gonna get like those Legends card packs or whatever that you can use. Like, those are dumb as hell. Like, you get those EA coins or whatever. Like, no, don't do that. I'm buying the basic edition. We are doing a dynasty for our podcast. That's going to happen, and it's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it. Like, it very, very well could suck because it's EA and they have a track record for doing that, but we're fucking playing it. Absolutely. And apparently, like, we were talking about this before you got on, King, too. They have the system crossover. So
yeah,
people who have Xbox can play people who have PlayStation and PC and all that stuff. So actually, maybe not PC. I don't think it's on PC.
There's no PC.
That's right. So PlayStation
people are very upset.
PlayStation people can play Xbox people. That's fucking rad. That's a really good idea. Yeah, I'm excited for it. We'll see. WCP's on PS4, guys.
Really? That surprises me.
Come on.
I mean, I got a PS5 like 5 months ago, so I can't really talk.
Come on.
I still got the X-Bone, though, but I'm going to have to get the Xbox, I don't even, X?
Series,
I don't fucking know.
The Series X?
Mm-hmm. Series.
And the PS5 has been kind of co-opted. It's no longer a living room
thing. Oh, no. The kid took the PS5?
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone. Which is fun. I don't... Right. I, truthfully don't play it enough to. But in July, when I buy that Xbox 7 or whatever the fuck it's called.
Series X.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. That one.
Make sure you get the right one, because there are like
three. I know. It says. Yeah. I know. I looked into it. I know. Okay. It's everything other than above the X bone. Yeah. Yeah. So
you could.
Make sure you get the Elon version.
Yeah. I will not.
You could also get the Series S, as in Sam. That's like the digital one.
So I have a question about that one. Uh huh. If I made that my stupid playing thing, and really all I did on it was NCAA football, is that $300 going to go to waste? Is that like a shitty thing for that one?
No, quality.
Or the PS5 becomes the device for better, different games.
I'm pretty sure that it's exactly the same. It just doesn't let you play discs. Like, you can't put discs in it. So
are you guys going to buy the physical disc or the digital?
That. Yeah, I have Series X. Yeah. Because I watch Blu-rays on it and stuff, too. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't like the digital
Blu-rays.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like digital versions of the games. I don't like it.
I don't either. You know?
Like, I want the disc, man.
I only buy them when they're on super sale.
If need be.
Yeah, like I've bought digital games. Like, don't get like my latest Madden in the show. In the last couple of months, I bought the digital ones. Okay, whatever, because they're old. They're $19 now. But I like that physical thing. It's cool to see breasts on a screen, but it's cooler in person where you could touch them and uplift them to gainful employment, like Harrison Butker doesn't want to have.
That's a good save, my dude. That's a good save. Glove save and a beauty, because we're a hockey podcast. Yeah.
Yep.
Let's do our list. How about that? List came from DuckDuckChef in the Discord. It is top three, because Doug Gottlieb just got hired to coach the Green Bay basketball team. University of Green Bay, is that it?
Okay.
Yeah. Top three radio personalities you would want to coach a sports team. Top three radio personalities. Who wants to start?
I'll start. My number three, Colin Cowherd, because every time they lose, he'll blame the quarterback for wearing his hat backwards.
I just don't like it.
I'm just trying to win a football game. And he keeps turning his head backwards. This is the McDonald's. Fortune 500 company. You know what I mean? We're not in a gas station in Omaha. This is the Herd.
He does go to commercial break really quickly.
Yeah.
My number three is Linda Cohn, hockey. Because frankly, she knows a shit ton about hockey. And... I mean, you could go a lot of hockey announcers, but Linda Cohn.
I'm sure she's probably better than whoever's coaching your Sharks.
Yeah, I'm in.
Name your Sharks coach. Go.
Yeah, King, name the Sharks coach.
Oh, that's easy. Esteban Vladivoginkov.
Yeah, stupid. Figure it out.
Idiot.
Jurgen.
Dork. Nerd.
Idiot. All right. My number three, I'm going to go weird with it. I'm going to go Wolfman Jack.
Spin in those discs.
He's not a head coach. He's a position. He's coaching the O-line, D-line kind of guy. Yeah. That's where the Wolfman's at.
That's pretty good. Threes from the chat. WCP says cow turd. Booble says... Google says Michael Savage for the name alone.
Savage Nation.
Savage Nation. That is a name I have not heard of in
what
so
long. It was a to the Savage Nation.
San Francisco Bay with my dog. I used to be a botanist.
He lives in San Francisco, and he has...
Savage Nation.
He's lived there for like 40 years, and he's like... A right-wing talk show host.
I forgot about that name. That is
me too. The former employer, man. That was That was the show where I realized that station was all about.
The Savage Nation.
Like the
KUGN 590.
Station that's been around since the 60s, home of the Ducks. Oh, what's that that came on after? Oh my God. What is he talking about?
Man, his rants are.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I mean, he was kind of Alex Jones before Alex Jones.
100%. 100%. Yeah, he was just 20 years before his time.
Yeah.
And if he knew how to get on the internet, he would have been Alex Jones.
I'd like look at my boss sometimes. I'd be like, you know what's happening here, right? Like, you know. Okay.
I remember, God, okay. This is such a tangent. When I knew he was out there was like, cause I worked at a place where the boss listened to it all the time on low, but you could hear it. He would go on these like anti-Semitic rants. And I finally realized like, he's
Jewish.
Jewish.
He is Jewish.
I knew he was crazy, but like, he's crazy.
He lives in the most liberal city in the United States of America, is Jewish, and would go on huge anti-Jewish rants. It was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Good job, Booble.
Kings number two, Don Imus.
Yeah, what's your two?
No. My number two is Craig Carton of WFAN and now FS1 because it was Boomer Esiason and Carton on Boomer and Carton. And then he got arrested for like felonies for money laundering and fraud. And then he came back, rose like a phoenix out of jail, and is now hosting a show on FS1. So that shows he could be my college football coach because he has no scruples.
Stick-to-itiveness. Yeah. No scruples, stick-to-itiveness. He's going to teach them how to fight through adversity on a weekly basis. My number two is Petros P, for obvious reasons. Do I even need to talk about why Petros P? He's a fucking legend. Get out there, boys! That's my Petros P. I don't think he's very good.
My number two, I'm going easy, simple with it. I'm going Jim Rome. And I'm gonna, you know, he's gonna have to bring in Chris Everett as his quarterback coach. You know, you need that fire in the fucking locker room together, those coaches.
Yeah. Good win, epic. Matt Stafford, rack 'em. Hey, TJ Simers. Hey, Bill Plaschke. Thanks for the vine. Rack me.
Rack me. He wins the opener. That's how he exits the
His opening press conference would be so good. Throw me a vine. Hey, oil can Henry from Omaha. What say you?
He introduces every question by doing something like that. All right. Let's see. Twos from the chat. WCP Mad Dog Russo.
Booble says, having a renaissance.
Booble says Adam Carolla coaching mathletes.
You know what my favorite thing about Adam Carolla was when he was on Loveline
Jimmy Kimmel.
People would call in and the running gag was they would eventually say that they had an anus the size of a mason jar. I meant to air horn out the A word.
But the A word.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, kids.
Edit out anus. Oh, my bad.
Stop
saying it. Adam Carolla coming to Eugene this summer, right?
Really?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, look it up. Let's see. Dog do something, or is that one of the kids? He gone. Did he do his number one?
No.
So he's up for number one. We'll skip over him. We'll round back to Kang for his number one. He had to, there's something happening. All right, my number one is DJ Clue. Cause if you're coaching football, you gotta be loud. And there's nobody louder than DJ Clue. DJ Clue! anybody from the 90s, 2000s, listen to a DJ Clue album, he yelled the whole fucking time.
No, I feel like there's a different DJ who's louder. What's his name? New York DJ. City. DJ. Yeah, these are fucking bars!
Oh, bars. Starts with an S.
Sway?
Nope.
Nope.
No, he's bald, right?
He wears a hat.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't remember his name. Shit, that's gonna bug me. Damn it. Yeah,
these are fucking bars!
I know who you're talking about.
I can't.
God damn it.
It's so obvious we know who he is. But, yeah. Alas.
You want to do your one now, King?
My number one? Rush Limbaugh. Because even after a bad loss, he is an elite liar. And will make me feel better, even if I don't believe him.
He'll just bury his players too.
I got it. It's Funkmaster Flex.
Funkmaster Flex. Thank you.
Yep. That was really, really gonna bug me if we didn't remember.
Yeah, that was a bad miss by us.
Yep. I still think DJ Clue is louder.
Think so?
Okay. DJ Clue. Every single song. Yeah. DJ Who Kid says Booble. I don't know. All right. What do we have left?
Who's
still up?
My number one, you know what? I don't know what sport I'd want him to coach, but I know he'd do good, and that's Scott Farrell. He's already on the bench.
Shigadoo.
Okay, guys. Get out there and fucking give it your all.
Farrell on the bench.
Come on.
I don't want anybody on the bench.
Yeah, if
that guy had some elite stories of degeneracy.
Yes.
Oh,
I went to cover a Dodgers game. Got on the 405. I was so blackout drunk. I drove my Mustang into the media. And you want to know what I did? I just ran down the 405 to the 105 to the Pacific Palisades, and I had a Malibu and did coke with Cindy Crawford. This is Farrell on the bench, CBS Radio.
Yeah, he would pour people drinks. Who'd call in?
Hey, mafia. Mafia.
Those are the fucking golden years mafia. Of radio. Anybody in this town who worked late, like driving home after work, listening to Farrell, it was the best.
He'd be right now watching this hockey game and just kind of chiming in on what's happening. Not talking about anything else, telling you what's going on in the hockey game because he's got a bet on it or something.
Oh my God, Wicked Rister Mafia, can you fucking believe that?
Was At the end of his run, this could be another late night show, and I'm confusing. Was that producer Shep his producer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, like a week ago, I heard that Shep guy hosting an NBA radio show on Sirius XM. And if anyone doesn't know, this is so inside baseball. This is boring, but he talks like this.
Boring.
Hey, Giannis, do me a favor. Play on a torn Achilles.
That guy hosts.
Hey, Damian Lillard. Do it in Milwaukee. Couldn't do it in Portland. Yeah, standalone show. A standalone show on NBA Radio Sirius XM. And granted, it was kind of like an 8 p.m. Saturday or Sunday thing. So, obviously not top shelf. I could not believe it. I couldn't believe it.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Kind of sounds like she should be on like NPR.
Oh, 100%. His voice is so...
No, he'd be great for like NPR feature stories. He'd be perfect for that. Wow.
Who's the guy that does like podcasts and stuff, and it, like This Is America or something
Ari Shapiro? Is that it? I think that's his name.
I can't remember his name, but yeah, there's that big NPR guy, yeah.
I'm Googling it.
No, but...
yeah, it's Ari Shapiro, yeah.
Farrell is, I forget what, I don't know what time he's on, but he's on something called Sports Rage now. Mm-hmm. I think it's
gambling.
A Canadian? I think it's a Canadian show also, but yeah, he's...
Yeah, I remember kind of in the last like 3 or 4 months reading about his breakup from
CBS
Radio, which is now called something completely different. Like, I don't remember what it's called, but it's very bizarre. I heard the news break a few weeks ago. Instead of being like, CBS Sports Radio, it was like, Odyssey on your radio, or something really weird. It was, I didn't like it.
I don't like it.
No, sir. Didn't like it. All right, we got anything else? Oh, threes. Did I do three ones from the? I didn't. I didn't do ones from the chat. I almost forgot again. Scrolling through. Oh my god, this is too difficult. Why is this so difficult? Yeah, this should not be that difficult.
Hey guys, audio medium, dead air. Am I right?
I know.
Dead
air. Okay, WCP Jim Rome.
Rack 'em.
Google says Vinny and Icky.
Oh my wow. God.
Wow. It's a 2-for-1, right?
You're throwing a T-Bone reference while you're at it.
I know. You got Myers and T-Bone in the mix on this one. Vinny and Icky. Icky is the bench coach. Vinny is the manager. Gotta love that.
Throw in a Playhouse Radio reference while you're at it.
I know. Honorable mentions for WCP, Softy and Clay Travis.
No.
Boo. Boobles is Charlemagne the God.
Oh, yeah, I might listen to that.
Okay. All right. Movie on Sunday is Unfrosted. Jerry Seinfeld, Netflix, Unfrosted. It's a movie about Pop-Tarts. It's a comedy?
Question mark?
About Pop-Tarts. Watch
What's
it.
The deal with the Post family?
The podcast might be 20, 25 minutes of us doing that voice. So just be ready. Yeah. What's the deal with Amy Schumer? I mean, is she funny? I don't think so.
No.
No.
No. She isn't. Flatly. No.
No. All right. Well, I guess that's the answer. All right. Podcast is over. Goodbye.